John Leonidakis joins us. A Treasury of Baseball Stories at Volume 1, very optimistic here, presents Baseball Pioneers, true stories of guts and glory as told by the pioneering men and women of the game. John has been on with us before. He's done a great job, and he hustles out there in getting these interviews and puts them together with video. And he's also now put out a book. So, John, nice to have you with us.
Great to be with you again, Marty.
Yeah, very good. Tell us about the book that's out, but there's a background to it as well, because you've got some video out as well.
That's right. Well, it started as a television series that we have on Amazon. It's called The Sweet Spot, The Treasury of Baseball Stories, and we've got three seasons of binge-worthy content, and people can catch it on Amazon.com, and if you're an Amazon Prime member, you can watch for free. But what we did was we've done over 40 interviews for the project, and we wanted to capture some of those interviews and put them into a book. And I've always been very inspired by Lawrence Ritter's book, The Glory of Their Times, which in my opinion is one of the greatest baseball books anyone can read, and it's a collection of oral histories. But we did something different with this book because four of the six pioneers that we featured are women.
Oh, good. Very good. And how did you choose them?
Well, they're noteworthy individuals that we've met while making our television series. We've got two women from the All-American Girls Professional Baseball League. Most people know that as a league of their own from the Penny Marshall film. That's Maybelle Blair, who was a pitcher, and Shirley Berkovich, who was a utility player for several teams. They all played from about 1948 to 1951. Then we've got Perry Barber, who's been an umpire. Think about that, a female umpire for over 35 years. And she umpires all over the world. She does the Grapefruit League and spring training down there in Florida. And then we have Justine Siegel, the first woman to be a coach for a Major League Baseball team. And she was a pitching coach for the Oakland A's fall ball team in 2015.
What did you learn? You know, I always like to ask that question. What did you learn from chatting with these people that maybe you didn't know beforehand?
For women, there is they don't have this feeling of codes of people being shown up and wanting to throw at people and getting into fights. That's totally not in their DNA. I thought that was kind of interesting. And the old gals from the All-American Girls Professional Baseball League, they hate the designated hitter, they hate aluminum bats, and they don't like interleague play.
All right, traditionalists, so to speak.
Yeah, very much so. But, you know, their passion for the game, it's white hot. And it's no different than the guys.
Hey, John, Adam Copeland here with you. It looks like a phenomenal book, and you're featuring some incredible people. Jackie Robinson named on the cover, Jim Mudcat Grant. Were these people that you learned about along the way and decided to go out and find stories about them? Or what's the reason you decided initially to focus on these six people?
Well, these are all people that I've been aware of for quite some time. And one of the things we wanted to do with our project was we wanted to capture and curate great stories that are typically missed by big media. And these are not big, you know, big names out there.
Yes,
so, but these were people that I knew about that I said, they've got some great stories to tell. Let's put some of these together and share this with other baseball and history fans and really kind of help fill in the gaps in baseball history. And we knew that these people had a lot to offer in terms of stories. So a lot of people don't realize that Mudcat Grant was the first African-American to win 20 games in the American League. And he told us a story. I was shocked. He said there were some white catchers that would intentionally sabotage their own black pitchers due to racism. And I hadn't heard that before.
First black pitcher to win 20 games overall. Who was that?
Oh, that would have to be Don Newcomb, I believe.
Could be. Yeah, could be.
Big in the National League.
Yep, National League and Jim Mudcat Grant. You know, there's stories out about Mudcat Grant, and I didn't see him in spring training this year. He's not doing that well. He's in L.A. But he got to meet John F. Kennedy the day after Kennedy got the nomination in Los Angeles. Mudcat Grant got to speak with him. Fascinating guy, isn't he, Mudcat?
He is, and he was also friends with Martin Luther King. And how he met up with JFK. JFK had the Secret Service contact him while he was on the road in Detroit. And he asked him to come to breakfast, and he wanted to talk to him about the plight of African Americans in the United States. And they became friends beyond that.
I love it. Great story.
Incredible.
John, you've got some stuff going on in the Bay Area now, do you not?
We do. We're touring the Bay Area with our current film, which is about gender discrimination in baseball. It's called Shut Out, the Battle American Women Wage to Play Baseball. And today we're in Half Moon Bay. These are all libraries. We're going to be at Belmont tomorrow, Tuesday, East Palo Alto. Wednesday, we're in Melbourne and Foster City on Thursday.
Terrific. The book is Baseball Pioneers. And I'll spell your last name. It's John Leonoudakis. And, John, if someone wants to get this book, where do they go to get it?
Amazon.com.
All right, that's easy.
Type in Baseball Pioneers, and it'll pop right up.
All right, very good. Glad to have you on, and congratulations on what you're doing, and you do a good job of hustling around and getting these stories. And as you say, it's not just Hall of Famers, and I love doing this, you know, in my life as well. It's getting the stories from the people who make the game of baseball, and you did a good job of getting it together, so congratulations.
Thanks very much, Marty, and it's great to talk to you and all those great Giants and Ace fans out there, and I'd just like to say, go Giants.
All right, very good. All right, thanks, John. All right. That is John Leonidakis. If John is coming to the game today, he said, go Giants. He better say go A's, or he's going to have to pay $50.
I saw some people parked out there. I was wondering if they paid the extra fee.
I don't think so. I don't think that happened.